When soldiers dug into frozen ground during the bitter winters of World War II, most didn't have the luxury of modern sleeping bags or synthetic insulation. They were often cold, hungry, and soaked to the bone, yet somehow managed to sleep through nights that would have killed an untrained camper. Their secret wasn't technology, it was ingenuity. With nothing but coarse wool blankets, a shovel, and survival instinct, these men discovered methods of staying warm in the field that still outperform many modern setups when the temperature drops below freezing. And if you've ever camped in snow or struggled to keep warm outdoors, understanding these wartime blanket hacks will change the way you think about cold weather survival. The average infantryman carried a single standard-issue wool blanket, sometimes two if he was lucky. Yet those same blankets, when used right, kept him alive through the Battle of the Bulge and the brutal Eastern Front. The trick wasn't the blanket itself, it was how it was used. Wool worked because it handled moisture and body heat intelligently. Wool behaves differently from any modern synthetic fibre. Each strand naturally repels water while still absorbing vapour from sweat. That means when a soldier wrapped himself in a wool layer, it didn't trap dampness next to his skin. It moved it outward. Even when the outer surface was wet, the inner fibres stayed warm. Wool also generates a small amount of heat through what's called heat of sorption, meaning it releases warmth as it absorbs moisture. Soldiers learned that the same property that made wet wool seem warm to the touch was their hidden edge in freezing weather. But the real mastery came in how they layered it. The blanket alone wasn't enough. They built microclimates around themselves using dirt, straw, and even their coats to trap air and reflect body heat. It was field engineering at its finest. Cold doesn't only come from the air, it rises from the ground. Lying directly on snow or frozen soil will drain heat faster than any wind chill. World War II troops countered this using whatever insulation they could find. Pine boughs, straw, or even a few inches of scraped earth became lifesavers. When possible, they'd dig a shallow trench, fill the bottom with brush or dry material, and lay the wool blanket over that layer. This prevented conductive heat loss, keeping the body's warmth from being pulled into the ground. In wet conditions, soldiers used a dry barrier trick. They'd fold the blanket in half, then slide their rain poncho or waxed canvas between the folds. That single step created a waterproof shell while keeping the wool on both sides of their body. The outer wet layer never touched skin, and condensation stayed outside. Modern campers with bivy sacks use the same principle today. But it started in muddy foxholes long before outdoor gear companies ever existed. The most effective blanket technique was the double-wrap burrito. Soldiers laid one blanket flat, sat down in the middle, and pulled both sides tightly around their legs first, tucking them under their knees. The second blanket went over the shoulders, wrapping across the chest and under the arms. The tighter the fit, the less warm air escaped. Some even tied the corners together with cord or strips of cloth to seal drafts. This setup created overlapping layers that prevented heat from escaping through gaps, something modern rectangular sleeping bags still struggle with. Combined with the ground insulation method, a single blanket could outperform poorly used sleeping bags in sub-zero temperatures. Today, survivalists still test this principle using wool army blankets. The goal isn't bulk, it's layering air. You can replicate this easily. Lay a tarp or poncho down, spread your wool blanket, fold it over your body, and tuck or pin the edges. The tighter and drier the seal, the warmer you stay. Even without a tent, this technique works because it traps your radiant heat in a confined space and prevents wind from stealing it. When sleeping in open fields or shallow trenches, soldiers used fire strategically. Instead of placing it right in front of them, they dug a shallow pit, built the fire there, and stacked a wall of logs or stones behind it. This acted as a heat reflector. Then they lay parallel to the fire, their wool blankets forming the final barrier. The blanket didn't need to touch the flame. It just trapped the radiant heat that bounced off the wall. With the reflective surface sending warmth back toward the sleeping area, the setup could maintain bearable temperatures even in heavy snow. Modern campers can recreate this setup easily. Dig a small trench fire, build a reflective barrier with stones or even foil-backed material, and set your sleeping space about 2 feet behind it. Wool blankets can withstand stray sparks far better than synthetic sleeping bags, which melt instantly. This was another reason wool became the soldier's shield. It was both warmth and protection. Technology has advanced, but physics hasn't changed. The same laws of heat transfer that threatened soldiers 80 years ago still govern survival today. Moisture, conduction, and airflow are what kill warmth, not the lack of gear. The WBTOTIGI blanket methods solved all three without electricity or plastic insulation. The lesson is simple. Good material is useless without good technique. Wool, properly layered, beats synthetic insulation that's wet or misused. Ground insulation matters more than air temperature. Fire placement and airflow control can turn minimal gear into a winter survival setup that lasts indefinitely. If your goal is real self-reliance, these lessons are worth more than the most expensive gear on the market. Field soldiers survived weeks in snow and sleet using less than most campers bring for a single night. That kind of efficiency only comes from understanding heat, moisture, and resourcefulness. The men who fought in WBU Sund didn't have comfort. They had knowledge. Their blanket tricks weren't just about warmth. They were about endurance, adaptation, and respect for the elements. Whether you're a history enthusiast or a survivalist, these lessons still hold their weight in the cold. Before you rely on technology to save you from winter, learn how to save yourself the way they did, with wool, skill, and smart fieldcraft. If you found value in this piece, share it with others who appreciate the forgotten ingenuity of wartime survival. And make sure to subscribe to Echoes of Valor for more deep dives into the real techniques that kept soldiers alive when the odds and the weather were against them.